Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Is it possible that an individual could go to church, put money in the collection plate occasionally, even belong to a church, and yet be lost spiritually? Jesus himself raised the grave issue as to whether a person can attend church, sing the songs, even be involved in areas of Christian service like teaching Sunday school, and yet not genuinely be headed for heaven at the end of life's road. Jesus opened his heart and taught the people. Part of what he said relating to this important issue is found in Matthew chapter 7. Now here's the text of what he said. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven." Then Jesus got even more explicit, saying, "But only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Now here's the part that makes you sit up straight and take notice. "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" Those words, "I never knew you," are shocking and sobering. Frankly, I have a growing concern today for masses of men and women who nominally go through the motions of a Christian life, yet their behavior seemingly is unaffected by what they believe. The bottom line is that their marriages are no different, their business dealings are unaffected, their language sounds much as the person who says he doesn't buy into this God business. There is little that sets them apart, little that indicates God has indeed touched their lives and they belong to him. Now, if I had a friend whose blood pressure was going higher and higher every day, and I knew this condition would ultimately end in death by a stroke, and I understood that taking just an aspirin a day every day would eliminate the problem, and I kept silent, and I said to myself, "Well, health is a very personal matter. It's between my friend and God," I would not only be a poor friend, I would also share blame in the death of that person. So is it with the individual who may have his name on the membership roster of a church, who has a false security and doesn't really understand what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. What are the marks of a true Christian? Are there some identifying characteristics of such a person, some criteria which Jesus laid down by which I can measure my life and see if I am really headed for heaven or not? I believe there are at least four: commitment, conversion, confession, and change. Let's ponder that first one, commitment. Do you remember what Jesus said when he first called the disciples? He never gave them the carrot and stick approach, such as, "Well, now if you folks will join my church, you'll undoubtedly go to heaven, and if you don't, you're headed for the hot spot." No, he looked in the eyes of people and said, "Follow me." It was just that simple. They followed him from many walks of life. Farmers, fishermen, a tax collector, ordinary laborers, and business people comprised the motley crew who enrolled in his company for those 3 years when he taught the multitude. Their response to his call, commitment. They showed their colors and ran up their flag. Commitment means identification. When you have really been in his presence, he makes his mark on your life. And that, friend, is obvious to the world about us. Commitment is your response to his call.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.